Sonny Cox got his first goal and Ed James got his debut. How impressed are you with the academy?
Yeah, you know, the academy is for years and years now has been doing right, you know, doing good things over a long period of time. And, you know, both those guys, Sonny, I think everybody knew about. There was a lot of interest in him as an under 16 and we managed to keep hold of him. And so I think it's not a surprise that Sonny can come on and do well. I think Ed's probably one that's a bit more under the radar. Not so many people know about Ed James coming through the under-18s, and I'm pretty sure 2 weeks ago he wouldn't have been thinking he'd be making his debut in front of a crowd like that. So credit to him to come on in such tough circumstances and really carry himself so well, and I'm really pleased that Sonny gets his goal.
So obviously not the result you were hoping for. What areas are you going to look at to improve over the next couple of weeks?
Oh, I've got to improve everywhere. You know, we're capable of scoring more goals, we're capable of playing better football. We've obviously got to tighten up. That's two games where you've conceded four. We know that we're struggling for injuries and bodies at the back, but it's got to be the next man up. We've got to make sure that we're prepared, ready for Fleetwood, whatever that lineup looks like and whatever bodies we've got fit.
How big a problem will Piers Sweeney, him being subbed off?
He's been ill, so he couldn't train for the last two or three days through illness. He saw the doctor yesterday and basically, look, it was a case of if you had enough players, then he probably wouldn't play him. But if he felt that he could go out there and do okay, then we could do it. He gave it everything he could, but he just wasn't right. And I think, unfortunately, it's a double blow because he's picked up his booking. So as much as he'll be recovered from his illness, I'm sure next Saturday he won't be available.
So 8 goals conceded in your last 2 League One games. Is that a bit of a concern?
I think it's always going to be a concern if you concede that amount of goals. I think it's fairly obvious that we are struggling in those areas in terms of fit bodies. So it's something that we've got to try and minimise. It's something that we need to be playing football in the opposition's half, and we need to be getting our attacking players to be our best defenders by either having the ball or winning it back higher. So we'll work on it, we'll put something in place and make sure that we're ready for Tuesday and then the following Saturday.